insect, the way they call them. I guess they'd be in the insect family.
Do you have any of those that, if you walk out in the field or something and don't have boots on you, they'll burr down in your skin and itch, make you itch, raise little welts on you?
Oh.
Little, real small. You can hardly see them. They're little red things.
Red bugs?
You have those?
Oh, good night, yeah. Yes, sir. Plenty of red bugs. They thrive around low creek bottoms and stuff like that more than they do up on the high hills. You don't find red bugs near as bad up on the high hills as you do around creek bottoms and stuff like that.
So you don't have any right around the house?
Well, yeah, I don't say we don't have, but they're not as bad to stay around the house as they are around the bottoms. But we have red bugs. There's red bugs all over the country, and they're bad too.
And you said you had grasshoppers.
And ticks. I never named ticks. We have a tremendous amount of ticks. Of course, we don't have near as used to because we had a dipping program here that we dipped cattle for years here, and we thinned out our ticks considerably. We have ticks. And I have a speck bag ticks and yelling ticks and seed ticks and dog ticks, which now a dog tick is just a tick that gets fat. He'll get on a dog and he'll be just a tick. It's only a tick and he gets on a dog. And in a few days he'll be a great big thing, big old round thing. They call him a dog tick then. Increase in size maybe 50 times nearly, just when he gets fat.
Well, you said you had those grasshoppers. Have you ever heard them called hoppergrass? Anybody call a grasshopper a hoppergrass?
No, never heard them called hoppergrass. Just grasshopper.
And you said, what about spiders? You have any of those?
Uh-huh. Spiders? Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have all kind of different kind of spiders. I don't know anything about the name of them, but they have no tarantulas, and they're in the spider family. They're a great little thing, and they're very poisonous. I don't know how they build nests or how they house. I just really don't know.
What about?
You see them around on the ground. That's the only thing you ever see them. Like, on the ground, but they're a dangerous old thing. They're dangerous. Spiders are. They're little tarantulas.
Do you have any trouble with something like that in your house?
Well, we never had any tarantulas in the house, but we have spiders in the house. Yes, sir. Sometimes we can sit in the living room and see a spider go across the room. You better get in too, because they hurt. A lot of them spoil us.
They'll build what? What'll they build in your house?
Webs. Spider web.
So would you call it a spider web outside, too?
Yeah. Yes, sir. I've run into them and just riding along and walking along and just hanging over on your face. And of course, it don't mount too much. You just pull it off. It just feels ticklish and uncomfortable,
Well, do people out here ever have any trees they tap for syrup?
No, we don't have no maple. We don't have any maple trees in this country at all. That's a maple tree that they get syrup out of.
Where do they grow those?
I really don't know.
Well, what about pecan trees? You said they had pecan trees.
Oh, yeah, we have that.
How do they grow those commercially?
Well, they just, the only way you can grow them commercially now is to go to lots of trouble and do a lot of work on those pests that gets on them. They have a pecan borers and just first one thing or another that ruins your pecan crop. It's hard to grow them now. Well, they just put out the grafter. These people have a lot of people just expert on budding and grafting stuff. They can take an old common pecan tree that just don't, or even an old bitter pecan tree, just one that don't produce edible pecans, and they can bud it, and put that good stock in it, of a good tree.
And they keep the what from the old plant?
They keep the roots and the trunk of the old plant, but they just bud that stuff in the limbs, and then they'll produce a good pecan, you see.
Well, do they plant those just in rows, or what do you call them?
Well, yeah, they're rows. When they have a regular orchard, they plant them in rows. So just as far apart as they want them, usually.